Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. Sure is. 95 BFM Drive with Johnny Big Hungry. Always have an eye on what's going on with the marijuana leaf. Hey, John.
Certainly do. And now, Chris Fowley from Normal. Yep. Welcome to the studio.
That's what I was going to do. Thank you. Thank you for having
Fantastic.
Me.
Fantastic. We were just talking off air. You raised a very interesting point about the Official Information Act and how you can get information from the government a couple of weeks after it's been worked on.
Oh, well, yes, yeah, okay. So what's happened is we put in a request a while back, and they're busy people, mm-hmm. but it does tend to take the full allowable time, which I think is 6 weeks, but they can extend it a bit. So it can be a bit of a battle, and it's how you frame the question, you know. So we asked them for everything they've got, basically, mm-hmm. and we got this big dump of documents yesterday. So we're kind of working our way through it, but the thing that has immediately stood out for me is that this document that shows the what do they call it? I forget what they were calling it, but it's in part of it. It had a timetable for the medical cannabis bill, mm-hmm. and for those people who aren't up with the play, but I'm sure everyone is. So we have this medical cannabis bill going through Parliament right now, and the Select Committee are currently deliberating based on everyone's submissions and things, and they're due to report back in July, and that's all we kind of know, right, publicly, and the expectation there is, hey, they're going to vote on that real quick, and it's going to just happen, right? But it actually shows that they sit on it for a bit. Then in September, they kind of have a debate, and then again a bit more in October, and then they go away and sit on it for a bit. And then in March, they come back and have another vote next mm-hmm. year. And then in June, they hand it up to the Queen for a signature.
Yes.
And then it'll become law shortly after that.
Wow, so it's that, what that Queen means bit. Is, that Queen bit buzzes
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, well, that in itself. But,
she talks. She talks.
But maybe. But actually... Reptiles do not have the cannabinoid receptors. They do not have them. It's
finally
mammals.
This has gone to conspiracy mode. I was wondering when this segment was going to fully go conspiracy. Yeah.
But what this means is we're looking at over a year until the medical cannabis bill actually takes effect. Not a few months, but over a year. And the statutory defense, or you know, the exemption they've put in there for people that have a terminal illness that is defined as you will have less than 12 months to live. So if you meet that definition right now, you will not be alive by the time this bill happens.
That's
quite
a sobering comment.
Isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Holy shit. And there's absolutely no reason for it to take this long. There really isn't. Mm. They could just go bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, especially if you go from the ethos of saving lives. As soon as you actually have that in your forefront, things tend to happen a bit faster, eh?
Yeah, and hopefully with the referendum happening now, that maybe this time frame gets a bit compressed. So one of the things with these Official Information Act requests is, because they take a while to get them to you, what you've got is a little bit out of date by the time it arrives. And that it probably is still happening, but for all we know, they've changed their mind last week when they talked about the referendum. So, you know, you kind of put in another one and hopefully you catch up. But as far as we're aware, that is the timetable that it seems mm-hmm. that they're working to. But I'm, you know, in my mind, I think it's in their interest to get it done sooner, not only to benefit patients, which is the stated goal of it, but, you know, to get it out of the way and done for leading into the referendum next year. So that it's not something that you're still waiting on and we're all complaining about in June of next year when we're looking at a referendum just a few months after that.
Mm. Right. Peter has texted in here to 5395. It seems to me that by participating in this referendum, we are going from asking permission from the state to asking permission from the public to do something that is no one else's business. Ignore them both, I say.
That's what Peter says.
Verbatim.
Well, I can see the point there, but I wouldn't say ignore them both. You can't ignore something like that. It will catch up, you know, eventually, yeah, yeah. Or it's a random lottery, right? But this referendum is like a once in a generation opportunity, you know, and we've had it given to us by the government. We're not having to go out there and collect 400,000 signatures. They're just doing it.
Yeah.
We're still in a position. It's clear from their public statements that they're still like floating ideas. The fact that the Greens and New Zealand First are saying they want it to be binding, and Labour saying, hey, we're not quite sure. So this is clearly them. You know, floating these ideas in public and seeing what kind of feedback they get. So I'd fully encourage people to give them that feedback. We want it to be binding. Mm. We think, well, what's the point if it isn't? And you know, hold it during the local body elections next year. That means it doesn't cost any kind of extra money. It's not a whole thing like the flag thing. Interestingly, the local body—that's a trigger word. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so don't go there. So, interestingly, the local body elections next year may well include online voting. Which would be the first time ever.
That's great. So this I often wonder why someone in England or whatever can online vote, but I can't, and I live in Grafton.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. So yeah, anyway, it's not certainty, but it's something that they're looking at. So and we would fully encourage that. I mean, and
gotta
you have to
for
look
Labor,
at
right? It. It's got to be great for Labor government.
Well, and got to be great for legalising medical cannabis or legalising cannabis in general, in fact, which is what the referendum will be about. Because that, of course, will be counting against. Well, against any referendum, in that the turnout can be very low in the local body. You're talking 35, 40, maybe 50%, you know?
Yeah.
But you make it online and all of a sudden you've got a really high turnout.
True that.
Mm.
Now, there's a hemp summit happening in Christchurch very shortly. Tell us a bit more about that.
This is actually, I was going to lead into that, John, with a good friend Adam has sent us a nice little video of hemp being used for all sorts of things. Concrete, one of them right off the bat, but turns out, obviously, you know this already, Chris. Hemp can make all types of crud. I've brought my hemp bag in, haven't I? Isn't that a good-looking bag?
Good on
it's
you.
It's got a weed leaf on it, John.
It looks a bit scruffy, but, you know.
Well, it has been too.
Good on you for trying.
I did get it from the Himalayas personally, so
that's what it is. Hey, that part of the world, I got to say, just before we move fully into hemp, because that is literally the crossover, the Nepali hemp is the hash hemp, right? That's the only part of the world where hemp and hash and high THC is all the same plant.
There's only hash up there. There was no buds.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the stalk. So the flowers off your bag were made into some sort of hash product and smuggled up someone's bum all the way to Europe, probably.
Well, I actually smoked it there. I didn't.
Oh, okay. You're even better.
I got my fill.
So back here, there's this inaugural hemp summit. It's in July, I think the 5th to the 7th, if I'm right. Hemp Summit NZ is the website, and down in Wellington. And they've got a really amazing lineup, a whole bunch of people from all around the world, people from the government talking there, people from, you know, Callaghan and MBE and all that, you know, really trying to encourage business and industry and for farmers and people who want to make products and things like that. And this is leading into, of course, the hemp foods, which we're expecting to become legal around October, hopefully. But there's a consultation paper.
Not
that
pet
we're
food.
Currently. Hemp foods for everyone.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
It's complicated. I tell you, we thought we were really moving forward on it. And
how to complicate a plant.
They know how.
Somebody's just texted in here. Can you give a big shout out to the guy at the Oniwa Road intersection holding a legalize it sign? Keep up the good work, my man. If somebody's in a car listening to this right now and they're looking at the guy on a sign, please chuck him a thumbs up. Maybe a little one of those friendly toots that does like the beep beep. Don't lean on it.
Toot for support.
Toot etiquettes. Toot's actually a hard thing to master. I think Aucklanders aren't very good at tooting. That's another story altogether.
Mm.
What else? So anything to wrap things up?
Peter Dunn. So this happened after the show last week. I like to think he was listening, in fact. And then he thought, you're good on those guys. And I always imagine he is, you know, and other people like that. And at about 5 o'clock last Wednesday, he said, it's high time we legalised cannabis for everyone.
First of all, ripping pun.
Yeah,
well,
we love that. Good on you. Good on you.
Was there a picture of him? I just want to know if he's got a. Does he have in his collection a bow tie with weed leaves on it or not?
We know this.
Maybe like a weed leaf, like the bow tie bit is just leaves. That would be sick. If there isn't, can someone make one of those immediately? Cheers.
Out of hemp. Good on him. Good on him. And this is one of the things. You get exposed to the evidence, which is what he did, right? He came into it very anti and became minister in charge of drug policy. He was a bit less anti. And as he gets exposed to all the evidence and goes to these high-level conventions around the world and that and meets all these other people, and lo and behold, he's a legalizer. It's just a shame it takes till he's no longer the guy in charge.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it goes, though, eh? Like you get a little bit braver once you're out of the system.
But good on him. Full credit, you know?
Right on.
Good on him. We won't hold it against him all those other years.
Hey, Chris, good on you, mate.
Oh, thank you. Good on you.
Good on you, John.
Good on us. Good on everyone for listening.
Good on weed, eh?
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.